He also uses a correction, saying, "But when he says all things are put under his control, it is clear that he is excluded who subjected all things to him, testifying from this no small glory to the only begotten. For if he were less and much inferior, this fear would never have been felt by him." He's not just satisfied with this, but also adds another thing as follows. I mean, in case anyone should ask with doubt, "And what if the Father has not been put under him? This does not at all prevent the Son from being the more powerful." Fearing this blasphemous assumption, because that phrase was not enough to highlight this also, he added, going very much beyond it, "But when all things have been subjected to him, then the Son also himself will be subjected, showing his great harmony with the Father, and that he is the source of all other good things and the primary cause, who has begotten one so great in power and accomplishments."